Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm really thrilled today because I have with me John David Harris. John, storytelling extends to all mediums. He's an experienced in all aspects of the criminal justice system, from the bottom to the top, and brings that knowledge to every page that he writes in his most recent book, 3,000 Miles. The produced screenwriter of Reluctant Justice and the upcoming Tequila Kings, John currently lives in Los Angeles, California. 3,000 Miles is his first novel. John, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for bringing the great story of this wonderful new book to us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Well, John, tell me a little bit. You have such a varied background in writing. You've done so many things. Tell me a little bit about how that evolved and what you're doing now.
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, way back, I've always been interested in, you know, writing. It was really interesting to me is even in, like, grade school, I loved telling stories. It was just, I think, what had been kind of thwarted for me was, the fact that it was more about grammar, punctuation than the actual story. Like, I'd get really into it and tell a big story that I thought was great, and then it would be graded down because of grammar and punctuation. And for me, it wasn't until I got into actual college and I had a creative writing class. So I was kind of going along the same thing, figuring I'd get like C's like I had in grade school. And it really wasn't until a professor actually told me, hey, and she read some of my stuff, short stories and stuff in class, and she said that she really thinks I should write a novel. So, of course, being from Southern California, I took that as, why do I want to write a book? I should write a screenplay because I like movies better. And that's kind of how I got into, you know, the fact that I do have a produced film and then I have another screenplay. But I think that, you know, having gone through that, it showed me how you're really limited in writing a screenplay because they want it to be limited to, say, 90 pages or maybe 120 at the maximum. And often it was the case with 3,000 Miles. It was tough to contain the story. And, you know, as people were interested, I had to keep cutting things off and I felt was kind of cutting too far into the story. So that kind of, that's a little background as far as how I got into writing and kind of where I am now. And I just felt that was kind of it would be neat to not only see this, 3,000 Miles as a novel and have people, receive it well. And then maybe we'll see in the future if it can be made into a film, if that's possible, or maybe two.
Oh, fantastic. Well, tell us a little bit about 3,000 Miles, the storyline, without giving too much away, because everyone's definitely going to want to buy the book when it's released here shortly. Mm-hmm. But I tell us a little bit about the plot and storyline and how that came about.
Well, you know, basically, it's interesting if you read the little synopsis, a little teaser in the back of the book, because the book begins kind of in the middle of the story, but it's basically a group of friends, who grow up together. So you see them, you know, throughout the book, whether it's in, you know, present day or flashback, you see them as they're growing together and they're kind of experiencing things and they're making choices, and, you know, as kids do, you know, impulsive choices that kind of lead them in certain directions. But it basically, the entire book is about one choice one bad choice and all the ramifications of it, because the book begins when they're going after, or, you know, the prisoner transport bus gets taken over, and then this chase begins as these guys, you don't know who they are, their background, they take a certain person off of the bus, which is, you know, the main character. But the unique thing about the story is there's actually like six main characters, but he's kind of the leader of the group. They take him out, and as they're rushing to get away, because I guess, you know, kind of thing that I liked is they, 52 people come off the bus, inmates, and one of them is, of course, the target of this. So you've got them getting away, and you also have law enforcement trying to figure out who it was, you know, that was the target of this ambush. So you're figuring that out with the story, you know, as the law enforcement is trying to figure that out, as well as you're figuring out the backgrounds of all these characters and what led them to this. And at the same time as you're going to get to the end of the movie, you're going to understand – or movie. When you get to the end of the book, you're going to understand not only the end, but you're also going to understand what was the reason for the prisoner transport bus takeovers. And I mean, hopefully that makes sense, but it will all come clear at the end of the book.
Oh, fantastic.
And what I'm hoping really is that 3,000 Miles, it's a three-part story, a three-book series that will, you know, that's, and I'm in the process of the second one, but, and you'll see as you end it, I mean, the story ends, but you'll see how it will continue.
Oh, fantastic.
Without giving it to, I mean, I hate to do that, but it's something, I mean, hopefully, you know, people really, really enjoy the characters. I know I do. And the people that have, you know, read it. And it is a visual story. I think that's my story telling style. And in fact, it's, you know, people that have reviewed it or, you know, have said that they can see it as in, you know, maybe as in a movie type of a situation. But
yes.
It's getting a lot of action. I think there's a lot of humor. Surprising, I think, to some people as far as the amount of humor as well as, you know, intrigue and excitement.
Yeah. Well, I can tell that you have a movie on your mind for this book, because movie and book are easily replaceable in the way you tell the story. So I was just wondering, what kind of challenges did you run into with this?
You know, like I would, well, first off, I'd like to say that, you know, the challenges that I ran into at first were for the screenplay were more, you know, that I wrote it, and then I kept having to cut it down. And then when I was given the freedom, you know, I guess I gave it the freedom to myself, I wanted to write it, and then I just started going. And I think the problem sometimes I think writers have, I know with me, this book could have been 1,000 pages. You know, you start getting into it, and you can see it going off in different directions, but kind of limiting it, as well as once I did, and I was going through the editing process, I think you know, when you're trying to streamlining it, whether the editor that I had, I was working with, you know, felt that, you know, maybe what was important or needed in the story, you know, he felt it wasn't as important, and what I felt, you know, kind of coming to an agreement there, because, of course, as a writer, I think, you know, they're all the characters in the story is like your children, so I think they're all needed, regardless if he thinks the dialogue goes on too long. So anyway, paring it down, I think, but really the part that I loved about writing a novel was just the fact that you can truly, you know, elaborate and develop characters so much more than you can with a screenplay. And I think you know, now I understand, too, in the books that I've read that have then been made into films, I can see why people say, hey, the book is always better than the movie. Because you can just do so much. And, I mean, I remember I work with, in this book, which I wasn't familiar with, the way I work with time, you know, even going back and just understanding that. And then the people, you know, the experts and different people that I talked to, it was almost like almost anything goes, you know, in a novel. You can do so many different things. And that it seemed like the structure is so limiting with screenplays, and I was able to really, I feel, express myself even more and open up these characters, and I think therefore making a better story.
So how do you decide on a storyline? How does that process work for you?
Again, this is maybe unique to me. I know a lot of people can have a, make an outline and they stick to it and they can, do it like by the numbers. Both Reluctant Justice, the film that I made, the story that I wrote and the film that was made, and Tequila Kings as well as this one, I really just had an idea. In fact, 3,000 Miles, the irony is it came from one of those an ad in a magazine of a group of people in the kind of on a road trip that looked like an unsavory group of people on this road trip. And that was like, man, that's cool. And then it just kind of evolved. And the way I write, for better or for worse, I write from day one in the story until it ends. And I didn't necessarily know the end, and I didn't know the end of 3,000 Miles. And when you see the story, maybe that'll be hard to believe, but it was because there's a lot of twists and turns and winding but all those, it's just like I said, I wrote it from the beginning till the end. I did not necessarily know the ending when I was writing it. And I know a lot of people, in fact, even the people that have optioned my stuff in the past can't understand that, because usually I guess people have an idea and they know the beginning, middle, and end even before they begin. But I guess for me, it ended itself, and that's why I see two other editions. And hopefully people will like the characters and identify with them or have a feel for them and will want to see them and read them.
Well, it's interesting because the story is unfolding for you as you're writing it, almost as it will for the reader when they read it. And
yeah,
that is a unique writing style.
Yeah. It's interesting just because that's all I know. And I've been to different, seminars and things like that. And you meet with writers read different people, even whether it's Elmer Leonard, or there's certain different authors who do some different things with the way they present their novels, as well as the way like Quentin Tarantino has presented his screenplays. And it's like you'll go to these seminars and they'll tell you have to do it XYZ unless you're these certain people that have been successful doing it the opposite way. In fact, there was the Oscar for Best Original Screenplay this year. I know Joaquin Phoenix was the actor in the film. I might have been Spike Jones as the writer, but it was just interesting how that didn't fall into any of the normal formats, and that's what wins, the ones that take the chances. And I think I took a chance, but that's kind of the stories that I like, too, that I like to read. I like to be challenged. And sometimes some people don't get it, but so far people have, and I think that as long as you start getting more and more unique viewpoints as far as way people tell stories or different ways to tell a story and not the same, I think that it'll become more and more popular. And I think people have a thirst or hunger for not just the cookie cutter, the way boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl back type of story. And I think this will challenge you and hopefully excite you at the same time.
Oh, that's so wonderful. So tell me a little bit about what you hope the book does for people from the standpoint of their life. Was there a goal in writing the book about what the experience might mean to people?
I think it, as far as like entertainment, and I remember, throughout my life, and I guess I always loved the escape, and I always loved to go to the movies. I mean, I would go to see films and read books, and like I believe that was real life. like, what was going on? That actually happens. You know, those people are actually doing that. So even for that hour and a half, you can lose yourself. Whatever your situation is in life, you can pick up this book, or you can go to see a film, and just all your stuff is gone. And you can lose yourself and be in a better place or be in a different place and do, you know, read about and experience things that you would never do. I think for one. And number two, I think the story the story will also reveal, friendship and the bonds there. I think that we would all want, with our friends and loyalty, and I think it touches on all these things, the importance of right and wrong, but ultimately I would like it to people to just have an opportunity to escape, to experience something they wouldn't normally experience, in a positive way, and hopefully want to experience it again and can heal better themselves somehow.
Oh. That's fabulous. It's so powerful. So it sounds like you really don't have problems with writer's block at all. But for people out there that are trying to get their novel to flow, do you have a few tips that you might suggest that have worked for you?
I think it's funny because you always think that you're the only one, but it seems like most writers also have to fight procrastination. I think that's the hardest thing. And, for me included, and it's just finding time, because you can find every excuse. You flip open your laptop, you don't go straight to your novel. You go to the internet and you waste time, with a lot of things. You need the Twitter and the Facebook and all that stuff to promote your stuff, but I think that's a distraction. I think the best thing is to focus. Even daily, I think you should write something every day. And I know that turned my life around when I was able to completely focus. I said I was going to, certain amount of time every single day to write this. And I mean, all I needed was, a kickstart. Once I could sit there, whether it's a place in your house or it's a different place, completely away, if you have an office or some time off, it's to write. Because then it's almost like that snowball, rolling down the hill. Once you start, at least for me, once I started, I was really going. As far as writer's block, I mean, that's scary, for any writer. And that's why I just think that if you continue to write and say you're really stumped about something on whatever your current story is, that writing every day, maybe just expounding on something else, future characters. And I think just for me, when I have had, because I have had that daunting fear or whatever, and my thing is when I write, I always want it to be great, as good as I can. So my fear is that it won't be, and that's kind of has limited me. But I almost like release that and just start going and, start seeing the characters. And what kind of helped me with 3,000 Miles was I also did a little breakdown on each character, just like during those bad times. Say if I didn't know the direction, or I had some directions but I wasn't sure if it was going to be good, and I would sit and I'd do a little breakdown. That would be my job for the day, or task for the day. It would be, break down those characters and write all their traits down. And then by the end, you start from kind of refamiliarizing yourself with your characters. And the passion, for them, and then it just seems like it's really that kind of would kickstart me back. But I think the biggest thing is to fight procrastination, fight all the distractions, and write something every day. And like I said, if you feel that block, maybe even just break down those characters, or maybe write that outline where you think it's going to end. Anyway, that's my two cents. I just kind of force myself. But I think writing every day is very, very important.
Yeah. Do you set a specific time every day, the same time every day to write?
Yeah. And I've been able to do that. And I write better late at night, when everybody's asleep, and therefore, again, other than the distractions of the internet and things like that, you don't have the people coming around, because it's so hard when there's other things pulling you. Because when when your attention span is thin, you can think of every reason to go clean the, you know, hey, I need to clean the carpet. I got to vacuum the floor. I got to, you know, whatever, make an excuse up and walk the dog. But yeah, I have a time when everybody's asleep that I write. Or if I'm, you know, if I'm away, I'm on, you know, out of town, that's the best time because you have a long period of time by myself. But I try to write every night, you know, for a couple hours late at night. And I set aside, and the, you know, my whole family kind of knows, so, you know, they leave me alone, but it's a couple hour period. But sometimes it goes longer than that, but no less than an hour.
Oh, wow. That's so great. Thank you so much for sharing that, because that discipline of getting, taking that action and getting going is really has to be there for anything to happen in life.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's fabulous that you shared that. Now, if you're looking at your body of work, which is screenplays, and it's going to be a series of books and maybe many, many more books and many more screenplays, what do you hope that will contribute to the world? Like, if you looked at it almost as a legacy, what do you hope will be your contribution?
Well, I have some grand ideas, and, you know, I think that I think that with 3,000 miles, I think this is, you know, it's a lot of fun. I think there's some, you know, I think there's some great things. And I think it's a great escape. It's a lot of fun. And I think that I have some, I really have a couple of stories that I feel coming up. You know, I love to be able to make into a novel, and I'm hoping that this will give me opportunity to do that. But I have, I think, two stories that I think would be really groundbreaking. And I think, you know, in the big picture, I think that, I don't know if it's making any sense, but I think that would be a legacy, and I hopefully it can be that I'm a good writer, a really good storyteller. I want to continue to do that. I love people to be interested, of course, in things that I write. And I think as far as a legacy, it would be to be the best storyteller that I can be, and you know, that I entertained people. You know, that I brought happiness to people, and I think that it would be a success for me if you know, I could have maybe enlightened some people. Because I think I have a couple of there's two stories that I have in mind, but it's funny because I think both of them are almost like maybe I've been holding them too tightly. But there are two that I think that I didn't even want to talk about. But I think that they can make a huge impact. You know, I mean, not in the world like I'm curing cancer. I'm not saying that, but I think they could be very popular. Maybe, groundbreaking in you know the way the story's told and what it's saying and what it can do to both writing stories as well as film. But I don't know if that makes sense,
yeah.
But I hope it does. But more so, I would like to just be a great storyteller and take people places that they have never been, and enjoy them, you know, not in a negative way and think that was crap. So I'm hoping that I can be on to make a positive impact on people's lives.
Well, I love the impact that you've had on us today with our interview and talking about being able to operate outside of the box. And I have the good fortune to be good friends, as well as have interviewed Marsha Weider, who is Jack Canfield's coach. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because she talks about, you know, when you have a dream, because she's really a dream coach, she owns Dream University. And mm-hmm. she talks about the fact that when you to define your dream or your concept in the very beginning, you box it in a way where it will never see its grandeur. You've got to really let it flow for a while before you start bringing it in. And I love the way that you talk about coloring outside of the lines, thinking outside of the box, and not just using a formula that everyone recommends if that doesn't work for you. I think that's just such great advice.
Yeah. I hope.
Well, it's definitely working for you and probably will work for some others out there that are listening. So I'm thrilled that you joined us today. And I know people may want to know more about you and about 3,000 Miles. So is there a website where they can go to connect?
Yes, there's 3000miles.net. And then there's as well, johndavidharris.org. And then on there, I Twitter. I'm pretty active there, and Facebook as well. Yeah, definitely. Anytime anybody sends me something, either in any of those formats, I will of course get back to you. I'd be anxious to talk to anybody regarding writing. Of course, 3,000 miles be a great topic, but or any questions they have as far as writing. I mean, I love writers. And just the more I get to know them. No matter what, whether it's what medium, poetry, songwriting, novels, screenplays, we're very similar people. It always blows me away because I think I'm so unique. And like, no way, you have that same problem, or you do that same thing. We're all different, but we all have similar traits. As well as I know it's. It's very hard often for anyone, because it is like your child, to put your – because I know people who've written a lot of things and never put them out because of the fear of rejection, the fear of being having it critiqued negatively, and that's just part of the process. Because I tell you what, Tequila Kings is one example. You have people on one end that don't get it. And on the other end are willing to pay you for it. So, you never know. There's people out there. There's people out there that will get you and other people that won't. But, you got to put your best foot forward, put your work out there as much as it, you feel like you're naked and, you're very vulnerable. But, that's what I'm doing with 3,000 Miles. That's what I've done in the past. And I think that, and if I can help other people do it, and that's what I'm saying, if you can contact me, if you have any questions, if I can help you, motivate you, or whatever, I'll definitely do it.
Fabulous, John. Thank you so much. And everyone, go visit 3000miles.net and connect with John and all of his great creativity and find out what you have in common, because there is a common thread. And if you would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcast and communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's getei.com. John, thank you again for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a lot of fun.
And everyone have a wonderful week. Until next time.